In a 6-1 decision, Maine's highest court has ruled the LePage administration must begin the process of implementing the Medicaid expansion law that voters passed last year. But the ruling by the Maine Supreme Judicial Court doesn't end the legal battle over the law, which seeks to provide government-funded health coverage to about 70,000 low-income Mainers. Steve Missler has more.
The court's 27-page ruling essentially boils down to two key takeaways. First, the LePage administration must submit an expansion plan to the federal government, as it was ordered to do earlier this year by Superior Court Justice Michaela Murphy. Second, Justice Murphy must adjudicate several issues that her narrow order did not address or were not relevant at the time. In other words, Thursday's ruling means that the LePage administration must begin implementing Medicaid expansion even as it continues fighting the law in court.
We're pleased with this decision for a couple of reasons.
Robin Merrill is the director of Maine Equal Justice Partners, the group that helped convince voters to pass Medicaid expansion last year, in which sued the LePage administration when it refused to submit a plan that would allow the state to begin receiving $525 million in annual federal funding. The administration was ordered to take that step by Justice Murphy, but then it asked the high court to delay Murphy's order and grant an accelerated appeal. In their ruling released Thursday, six of the seven Supreme Court justices said it was premature to grant an appeal because the lower court now needs to resolve several issues, including whether the legislature must pass a bill to fund the state's share of expansion before the law can move forward. But regardless of those outstanding issues, Merrill says,
it means that the commissioner, the governor, and his administration needs to submit the state plan right away.
And while the legal battle will continue, Merrill says Justice Murphy will now have to determine whether DHHS missed the July 2nd deadline to begin providing care to Mainers who are eligible for Medicaid under the law passed last year. Merrill also says the court's ruling came just in time because of a looming September 30th deadline to submit the state's plan. She said a failure to apply for the funds by that date could have left the state on the hook for the money the feds are expected to cover for the first quarter of the current fiscal year.
This is critically important, and I know that there's just been a lot of anxiety, too, in terms of people who are now eligible, who have applied and just don't know what's happening.
Patrick Strawbridge, the LePage administration's attorney, did not respond to a request for an interview. However, he told the Associated Press that he'll be looking for guidance from the trial court to determine how the legal case will proceed. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.